The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
To the south of France, to Simon Constable in Occitane, to begin with the heat wave that is across the Mediterranean basin, across the Atlantic, in the United States, all across the U.S. The heat wave is unusual, but all weather is unusual the first time you meet it. The question is pattern. Simon, a very good day to you in the south of France. I'm reporting in the 90s in southern New England. Heat wave across the United States touching various cities. The heat wave extends through your Mediterranean basin. How is it with you in farm country? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. It's very nice in farm country. The rain seems to have stopped apart from at night where it sprinkles a bit, which is almost a perfect scenario. The high this week has been 82 Fahrenheit and very little breeze. So the tarmac on the roads, that's the asphalt, absorbs the heat, which means you've got to get the dog out for a walk early in the day before it heats up. But nothing terrible if you don't mind a little bit of heat, and certainly not in the 90s. And that would be oppressive here.
So no bad news from the weather. Now we turn to a subject that's upset all of Britain. It upset Simon when he first learned about it. The calf's name is Beau Lucy, as in beautiful Lucy. I tell you the end at the beginning so you don't get upset. She's recovering. Recovering from what? Beau Lucy wandered into traffic and refused to be caught easily by people chasing after her. She's 10 months old. And so one policeman in rural England decided the way to stop her was to ram her with a police car. There's video of this, and watching the video has upset, as far as I can tell, everybody alive on the British Isles, everybody from Ireland to Northern Ireland to Scotland to London. Like, what are they doing? The policeman was relieved of his duties, said in the first hours to be under investigation. Now the news comes the authorities will not investigate his decision to ram a cow. Beau Lucy is at home mending from her injuries. I tell this story elaborately because when I first sent it to Simon, his response was what I expected. Simon drives with calves all the time. That's farm country. He told me this story months ago and immediately came to mind. Simon, you are a very responsible driver. Calves wander the roads. How so? And what is sensible about calves in the roads? Are they hard to deal with? Thank you, Simon.
They are not hard to deal with. The first time when moving here, we're driving down a very narrow lane, and most of the lanes around where I live are very narrow. People like to joke that such and such a country drives on the wrong side of the road because Britain drives on a different side of the road. But actually here, the roads are so narrow that really there isn't room for a side of the road. You just have either the road and you get off it when someone needs to pass or you don't. Now, these narrow roads, and quite often they're straight onto agricultural land and the cows are kept in with electric fences, but it's typically one line of electric fence that will keep the adult bulls and cows in the field. But the calves can duck under that, and typically you can find them wandering the lanes or these little roads, nibbling at the grass maybe, or just investigating what's going on, and then going back to mum for maybe some milk or whatever's going on. And that's a frequent thing. You drive along, there's a calf there, you stop the car, you wait till the calf goes back in, sees its mum and dad, and then you drive on. I haven't had any problems with cows, and the idea of ramming one just seems laughable and also quite cruel. If the calf wouldn't have moved, I think I probably would have got out and flapped my arms and make out that I was actually bigger than the calf, which I wouldn't be, and hopefully scare it back in. The idea of this is just preposterous. I think the policeman obviously hadn't grown up in the countryside.
Simon, you know English geography better than I do. Is Surrey a place where there's a lot of cruelty, or is it a gentle English countryside?
I would believe it's gentle English countryside. It's down there in the south. It's a rich area. Yes, there's agriculture. There needs to be. It's a relatively small country, so you need agriculture anywhere you can grow some grass or grow some other plants there. So the idea of there being cruelty to animals in Surrey is again, quite shocking, shocking.
I understand. Leaving the English novel, let us go to commodities to check in on the three favorites that have emerged in short supply. That would be chocolate, orange juice, and coffee. Any change, Simon?
Yes, there is a little bit of change. Cocoa is, which is the key ingredient in chocolate, but forget the sugar, that's really cheap. Cocoa is now down to under $10,000 a metric ton. So it's $9,278 per metric ton. And that's, yes, that's still up 195% over the year, which is really quite a staggering figure. But it's down, a little bit on last week. So that's good. Now we've got orange juice. That's down a bit. But again, it's still very high. It's up 54% versus this time last year, and it's $4.13 per pound. So that's, that's where it is. And coffee continues going up. It edged up a bit. It's up 28% over the last year. It's now $2.26, $2.27 per pound. Do not be deluded into thinking you could buy it for $2.27. A pound, because this was the wholesale number. It will still need to be roasted, and you have to buy an awful lot of it to get that price. So it's going to go up almost certainly in the shops sooner or later. Either that, or they put something in it that cuts it so they don't have to pay that much and then re-push it onto the consumers.
You live in farm country. You're surrounded by farmers who are very busy people. This is the farm center of all of the European Union. France dominates the story, though there are farms in every one of the 27 countries. The farmers are associated with the national rally. So, Simon, do you see a lot of regiments of black-suited men marching around you, growling at the trees? What are farmers like in this national rally, so-called far-right party?
Well, farmers are like everybody else here in the south of France. Cordial and hardworking and pleasant to talk to, especially if you try to speak French and you're not a native speaker. If you try, they appreciate that. And if you respect the culture here, they appreciate that too. What there isn't is groups of people marching down the street with tiki torches at night or even in the day and making silly salutes like in the 1930s. It's not like that. These are people who are trying to make a living. They work extremely hard. They're up from when it's light in the morning until when the light goes out. And I say when the light goes out, when the sun goes down, they're working there and they're doing it 7 days a week. And that's every week of the year. And it really is ridiculous to think of sort of the fascist far right as being represented by farmers. It's not. They are not extreme people. They're just upset with the massive amounts of regulations and what that's costing them in money. And on the whole, very good people.
And when you go into town for a coffee, do you see a lot of campaign signs threatening a rhetoric? Is it on the telly or the radio? loud voices, or is everything the same as it was before?
Everything's the same as it was before. You know, people just want to get on with their lives like everybody else, you know, maybe get married and raise a family, have their business run well with as minimal amount of interference from the government as is possible, quiet life, and enjoy the countryside. That seems to me to be the whole of everything here in the south of France, is enjoy life. You only get one go at it, as far as we know. Maybe we get another go. I don't know. If I do, that would be, you know, maybe fantastic, maybe not. But people here are not going around protesting foreigners. They're not going around beating each other up. That doesn't seem to be the way things are done. Certainly not here in the south of France, which is where I have most knowledge of France going on. If I go into the local cafe down in the nearby village, I'm always greeted with warmth by the people behind the counter. And that is really nice.
Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and the Wall Street Journal and other publications. We're going to come back to the politics of the moment, because there's a young man who's said to be the candidate for premiership for the French Parliament if and when this National Rally Party, led by Marine Le Pen, that is dominated by the farmers Simon's introduced us to, if and when they are successful in the two rounds of voting coming up soon, June 30th and July 7th. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle, and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.